Notice how this entire thing has shifted and changed. Used to, it was come into your power, and oh, won't it be wonderful then, and you are creating the image of God, and won't it be sweet if you can get you some of those RNA drops, and won't it be fine if you could ever get some completement formulas, and oh, if we could just have a little sip of that living water. Oh, just a little drop down our throat holes to make us come back to our place of power. Oh, but the manna from heaven could fall one more time as it did long ago. The cloud of glory, that it could be moved on these compassionate ones one more time before they shake themselves and wish not that the spirit had departed from them. Now, all of a sudden, you notice we don't really care. We're already broke out with it. It's wonderful. Now it is.
So that thing is, the shift has already happened. The guts is empty,
do.
And now we're in a holographic world.
He said do. He said yes.
Do. Head up on the weekend.
So really, we can't do anything wrong. It's just a holographic world, and we can, here's what I'm thinking. And whatever we think and want to, using our power to create, will happen.
You do that already.
Well, I know you do that already, but it seems like it's happened a lot quicker. It's happening.
I've had this power all along, but this power seems more powerful lately, since this power is the power that I've had all along. And since I now know that I had this power, it seems quicker. It's a quicker power. It's not a bigger power or a better power. It's not a superpower. It's a quicker power. And I just love this power that I can now power up my power. So I'm using my power to make my power be more powerful. Okay. We're for it.
And we got the blue coffee already.
More power to you.
Okay, Robin Williams, you said he left because he couldn't handle the shift. Is there anything else you want to say about that, or why other people are leaving? They can't handle the shift?
Well, we said that all the little men are going, that you're either going to come into your place of power or you're done, period. And that's why we've ceased pining for them. Now, Doctor, hold on a second. There used to, when we in the future had fireside chats with Dr. Dean, we actually embraced the little ones. But you notice now, not so much anymore. You know, if you don't like the taste of remake, just don't take it. You'll be all right. It'll be over soon.
Right.
Don't worry about it. But if you can find a way to engage it, then that's wonderful. Congratulations. You're its own. But no longer think that there are industries or constructs that are going to move heaven and earth to please and delight you. But that's contraindications of exactly what you're saying. You're saying, wait a second, I'm the marvelous creator. Why can't I create what I want the way I want it? Why can't I have relight that doesn't taste like possum urine? I'd like that. Okay, we're not sure what possum urine tastes like, but it's a nice thing to think about. But if we don't have to build a sugar wall base to place it in for you to consume it, then there should be a simple way to shift the molecular structure that overcomes or overtakes your sensory perception of taste. But now be careful, because that takes us all the way back to neuropathy, where we can fix it where you don't taste anything. That's not what you're asking for. You lost the bitter with the sweet. But the only way you know hot is from cold. So the contrast might be from a mineral base that allows you to embrace it at that level. But once your body responds and capitulates, especially more and more you come into your place of power, the more you start, say, feeding your oats or becoming godlike, then when you can have a bladder that can hold urine for 3 weeks like Bob's, then you'll know what it's all about.